You don't want this to happen to you, but you've probably experienced it anyway. You're celebrating something special. You get a present, you get excited, you unwrap it, and what lies beneath the gift wrap is kind of disappointing. If you're an adult, you've probably received or given countless gifts over several holiday seasons, so why do we keep getting it wrong? Our next guest says it has a lot to do with managing expectations and perceptions of what a good gift is. Amy Gordon is a social personality psychologist who studies what shapes interpersonal relationships. Amy, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you've been writing about this lately. What are some of the main reasons we give the wrong gift?
So it seems like from the research that what we want to get out of gift giving and what we want when we're the gift recipient don't match up. So we have different goals as a gift giver. We want to wow people, you know, give them that surprise they didn't even know that they wanted. And as gift recipients, we just want to get something that we like, that we know that we want. So, you know, as a recipient, you might be happy to put together that Amazon wish list and get any item off of it. But gift givers often have an issue with doing that, right? It feels thoughtless to just click on a link and order something for someone. So we put a lot of time and effort, and often that goes unrewarded because we get it wrong.
So we want to prove how awesome we are and how well we know you by giving you just the right gift.
Part of it. I mean, I think that people have a lot of different goals when they give gifts, and that's definitely part of it. But there's just something about that feeling that you need to be thoughtful behind it, right? That even I know people who are wedding registry, they just are unwilling to buy something off the registry because they feel like it's cheating, that they're supposed to put in the time and effort or it's not going to be valued. And unfortunately, that's not the case. It seems like when we get gifts, we'd much rather just get something off the registry because we put in that time and effort to come up with what we wanted.
Okay, so I'm the same person when I'm giving a gift or receiving a gift.
Right.
I have opposite motivations both ways. Why can't I learn from gift receiving about how to be a better gift giver?
I don't know. And that's one of the things that actually really fascinates me about this research and this realization as I was reading it and how much I talked to friends and family about the stress of giving gifts, you know, the father who never likes what he gets, but he always wants a gift and you spend, you know, hours and days every Christmas trying to come up with something that he's going to like. And how do we have such a mismatch? Because we're on both sides of it, you know, every year, every time we give and receive gifts. And so I don't know. I think, again, we just get so focused on what our goal is as the giver that we forget what it's like to just be the recipient in that moment. And I find it actually a very fascinating puzzle as to why we can't correctly perspective take in these situations.
Well, it's kind of weird because sometimes, you know, in relationships or with people, we try to watch for hints and maybe give little hints about what we might want, but
right.
we don't want to come out
right.
and say it because that's, you
right.
know, I don't know what, making it too easy or taking the fun out of it. There it is. It's taking the fun out of it.
Right. And I think that's part of it because we do, when we give a gift, want to get something out of it, right? We want that wow moment. We want them to be excited and surprised, and we feel like we won't get that if we're just giving them an item they asked for. And I think we also want to feel appreciated, like we put in the time and effort. But if that would be great if we could all achieve it, if we could all give that perfect gift. I just think so often we get it wrong and that's worse than having just given them something that maybe wasn't as much of a surprise. I feel like my sister every year tries to beg her husband, I really am not good at being surprised. Don't try. And yet that compulsion to surprise and wow is too strong.
We're talking about the do's and don'ts of gift giving with Amy Gordon. She's a social psychologist. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you play this game? Do you try to give the person the thing that you think they really need that wows them? Does it work? Do you do it right? Or have you gotten it wrong? If you've received gifts, would you rather people just buy the thing off your list? You tell them what they can get you and they get it for you? Or do you like a little mystery? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. So, Amy, how do we change ourselves to just get the gift that the person made it clear that they want?
You know, I think we really have to fight against our instinct in these situations. And writing about this a bit and reading all the research has been helpful for me to just accept that and stop myself when I'm ready to you know, get something that my husband didn't ask for. And I know after, you know, 15 years together that it's going to probably stress him out more to get an unexpected gift. And yet every year I have to fight that. So I think awareness probably helps, you know, hearing, hey, the research says you should just get someone a gift off their wish list. That's what's going to make them happiest. And to remember that, you know, if your ultimate goal is to please the person you're giving the gift to, that giving them something they want is better. I mean, again, this is all generalities, right? Mm-hmm. My mom loves sentimental gifts. I know that the top of her wish list would be some homemade item. But that is what she wants, and I'm aware of that. So I try to give that to her.
I want to bring on a caller. I'm going to jump in and bring on some callers, Amy. Catherine is with us in Eau Claire. Catherine, hi.
Hi.
So what's your gift-giving story, Catherine?
Yes, well, I just, listening to the story today, I just thought about, you know, the most excited gift that I'm giving this year is actually to my father, and it's a handmade gift. A little while back, he had given me some old dog tags from his past dogs in his life, and I thought, gosh, what am I going to do with these? And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to make a wind chime. And that is the most excited that I've been all Christmas to give him this gift. You know, I've got two small children, but I just can't wait to give this to my father. So, you know, and thinking, you know, what gifts would I be excited to get? And I love handmade things because of that thoughtfulness that's put into it. You know, it's not something that I put on my Amazon wish list or bought at the store. It's I made it and I was creative. So that's my thought.
Catherine, thank you so much. So in a case like this, I think her dad's going to like it. But Amy, in a case like this, is it on you to share the story behind the gift?
I think so. I think that, you know, some of the research I read that I found was really interesting is that people really appreciate items that reflect the giver. So the story behind it, the thought, the why it was important to me to give this to you can help take that gift up, I think, to the next level in that way, for sure, providing that sort of context and story and putting yourself into it. And I definitely am not putting down homemade or thoughtful gifts, and especially if you know the person and know that that's what they love, like my mother, that, you know, that's top of her list always is something that comes from the heart or is meant to be. But identifying the person and knowing whether that's what they care about or not, I think matters.
Catherine, thanks for that call. We'll go next to Christian in Lac de Flambeau. Christian, hi.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. How do you do it?
Well, this year I went with the list.
How come?
Well, it was just a lot easier, you know, instead of trying to figure out what exactly to get, and it saved some time. So,
Christian, thanks a lot. And Amy, the people Christian's giving gifts to are probably going to be happier, and it was easier for Christian.
Yep, I agree. It's a win-win, as I like to call it.
So as we wrap up, Amy, I mean, the catchphrase is always, well, it's the thought that counts, even when you get that
right.
Gift that you know is going to be unused or returned or whatever. Should we stop saying that?
It seems like it. I mean, again, there are definitely thoughtful gifts where it's the thought that counts when you put in time to make, you know, I made personalized picture-based, you know, gifts for my parents this year that they always cry over. So I know those are winners. But it's not, we think that putting in more money or putting in more time is going to make it more appreciated. The thought will count. And that doesn't seem to be the case, that people don't necessarily feel appreciation the way we expect them to when we put in time and effort or money if the gift itself isn't something they value. But as a gift receiver, we can do well, even if we don't like the gift, to try to remember the thought behind it.
Amy,
so not focus, on the item.
Amy, thanks so much.
Yeah.
That's Amy Gordon. She's a social personality psychologist. She joined us to look at why people often don't get gifts they want to receive and how to give better gifts. I'll post my wish list on the Ideas Network Facebook. No, I guess I can't do that. Never mind. Coming up, we'll break down what President Trump had to say this week on national security and what policy changes could be on the way. I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.